This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb with Joshua Hebert. He's CEO of Magellan Jets. It's a membership program for business aviation. And Joshua, you're targeting a niche here. You are filling a gap in the business jet market. What's happening in the market right now?
Yeah, essentially in the market, what's happened 2007 or prior years to 2007, most companies in our space grew by, 20%, 30%, 40% per year. So when you're growing by that, you're spending by similar. What happened was in the end of 2007, people projected to grow by, in 2008, by 20, 30, 40%. So they're projecting to spend by, 10, 20, 30%. The market corrected in February of 2008, and people's revenue and profit started to go down. You know, instead of growing by 30%, people went down by 30%. And that's what's been happening. And a big part of that 30% on the downside was small jet customers. You know, people that are flying, one, two, maybe three times a year. People that have to fly now are the people that are flying.
Okay, so and that is the point. Like, even in tough times, business people have to fly, and chances are they have to fly to places that they can't get to conveniently with the airlines. But their shareholders are having a look at them and saying, "We don't want you owning a fancy business jet." So that's where membership programs and companies like yours come in, right?
Exactly. You look at the whole ownership, which is somewhat a thing of the past. I mean, very few corporations actually own jets. Many corporations actually have fractions of jets, similar to Marquis, NetJets. Marquis is more of a card program, but companies like NetJets and FlexJets and Citation Shares. These programs are starting to be a thing of the past because they're very costly. They don't have the tax benefits that they used to have back 3, 4, 5 years ago. People going into these programs were locked in for 5 years. Some programs are locked in for 3 years now. But what people are realizing is that there are other alternatives out there in the market. For the last 8 or 9 years, I was an owner and ran a company called Jets.com, created a program called the Titanium Program. Within that program, kind of basically felt customers' pain. And I said, "Hey, what are you guys looking for in a program?" And we designed that program back in 2004 around customers' pain. Since then, their pain has changed. And we designed recently, about 9 months ago, left Jets.com, recently sold my stake in Jets.com, and started a new company called Magellan Jets, a company we're talking about today. Again, feeling customers' pain, what customers have been looking for is they say, "Hey, we want consistency of a fleet. We want the highest level of safety in service. And we're looking for newer planes." And the reason we're looking for newer planes is why fly an older plane when the direct operating cost of a new plane is almost identical? Why fly a 30, 40-year-old Lear 35 when you can fly a brand-new one for the same cost? So we're addressing our customers' pain. So we've created a program which is a $250,000 program, and only one program. Customers say, "Joshua," and I've heard this for many years, all these jet membership programs have so many different programs. They have, you know, $50,000 programs, $100,000, $250,000, $500,000, and within those programs, tons of different, you know, options within those programs. Magellan Jets has one program. It's a $250,000 program. That's all we sell. And what's included in that program is two upgrades per card. So within that card, usually what would happen in other companies is if you don't use those upgrades within that card, you lose those. We push our upgrades to the next card. We also guarantee our customers a plane within 10 hours notice. So if they have a, you know, something going on in the family, they have to get somewhere, they're guaranteed our fixed pricing within 10 hours. We also include complimentary catering and ground transportation. Now, the reason that we're doing some of these things is that the biggest pain of our customers was simplicity. That's what they were looking for. They wanted to come to a company and say, you know, Joshua, I'm going from Miami to New York. What is the price? All right, Mr. Jones, your price is $25,000 on your Gulfstream 200. Great. Now, the problem in our business is that there's so many other fees that get tacked on after the fact and before the fact. Usually, you call up a company and they give you an estimate of what your flight would be. For instance, you know, all right, Mr. Jones, your flight is probably going to be $27,000. We have to add on tax. We also have to add on ground transportation and catering and many other fees after the fact, but we won't know them until you land. There's a possibility that you could be sitting on the tarmac down in Miami for an hour because there's ground traffic control issues. Now, these are things that we don't want our customer to have to worry about. So we give our customer an all-inclusive price at the beginning. So say it was the $25,000, we deduct that from their membership program, essentially being a debit account. We also created the $250,000 program around safety of their account. Their money is escrowed in Bank of America. If they're not happy with our program for some reason, they're allowed to take the money back without any penalties. We put in our contract that they'll have it back within 30 days.
Okay, so who are you seeing? Who are the customers? What are they saying about the service?
They're saying that I like the simplicity. I like calling up a program and getting a price and knowing that you've offered that particular size jet at this particular price, and, you know, there isn't anything coming back after the fact. So when they call up, they ask for a particular plane, we give it to them at a particular price, and they sign off on it. And you know, I mean, that plane could cost me $35,000, and I'm giving it to them for $25,000. That's not their issue anymore.
Okay, and like I said, who are the customers? Who are you seeing? Are you seeing a lot of new people, or is it people that you're used to seeing in the industry?
You know, it's interesting. I would say it's 50-50. A lot of the people that are already flying, and there's actually quite a few new people that we have as customers that have actually never flown before. But the people that are flying are people that are consistent flyers. These people are flying a minimum of, you know, 12, 15 times a year, you know. The customers that have been out there for the last, you know, 10 years, flying 2, 3, 4 trips a year, I'm not doing business with them. They're not coming to me for some reason. Maybe they're still out there, but there's been a huge correction in that small jet market in that entire space. So the other customer is a super medium jet customer. It seems like most of our customers are asking for super mediums, you know. They're not asking for larges. They're not asking for mids. It seems like customers that we're going after are super mediums. The other customers that we're going after are people in essentially recession-proof industries like sports players. You know, one of our new salespeople was a professional football player, Brandon Mitchell. He played for the Patriots in Seattle, and he played for the Falcons and hurt his back, and he can't play pro football anymore. But he's heading up our sports division.
Okay, well, the one thing about business aviation is that something's always changing, Joshua, and we'll check back with you at another time to see how things are going. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.